Hello and welcome to today's podcast episode, which basically looks at the over-reliance of many small business owners on a so-called tech guy. Many business owners, small business owners, are being ripped off by tech people who charge silly sums of money for carrying out the most basic tasks for the small business owner who has a website. And this really is, to a certain extent, in certain situations, an exploitation of the ignorance of the small business owner when it comes to tech stuff and websites and so on. He's busy, or she's busy, running his or her own business and can be left floundering with some of the bills that they see coming in. I would argue, and I would strongly encourage you, if you're a small business owner, to consider taking charge of your own marketing, internet marketing for your business. You can do this by learning how to build your own website with the easy-to-use WordPress publishing platform. There are many benefits from learning how to use WordPress to build a website for your business. WordPress is an open source and free software program. It is easy to use, and it will give you the opportunity to tell the world about your business, your goods, your services. It will also give you the opportunity to build your brand and reach an audience you would never have expected possible in the past. And it will have a huge impact on reducing or eradicating entirely your existing advertising costs, because you may be advertising in local or national newspapers or local or national radio or TV, for example. One of the prime reasons why you might use WordPress is the ease with which you can use it. Even for non-technical people, WordPress is pretty easy to learn, pretty easy to pick up. And if you can use a WYSIWYG, that's what you see is what you get sort of editor, if you can point and click your computer mouse, then you can essentially publish with WordPress. Not too long ago, many small business owners who wished to have a website for their business were completely reliant on a tech person who understood technical stuff like HTML, CSS and other sort of obscure terms. This thankfully is no longer the case. WordPress is open source and it's free, as I've said, and it also has a whole range of themes and plugins that you can use. Now, a theme is essentially a piece of software which allows you to change easily the look and feel of your site. Plugins then are little pieces of script which will allow you to add all sorts of useful functions to your site. For example, social media sharing buttons, contact forms, Google Analytics, and many, many more. So, you know, relying completely on the tech guy or gal in 2012 to promote your business on the internet is really a wasted opportunity for you, because learning your new skill and taking charge of your own marketing will allow you to then develop your brand online and engage more fully in social media sharing sites, for example, Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, and so on. But the essential takeaway that I'd like you to take from this podcast episode is simply that WordPress is very, very easy to use, and the benefits that you'll derive from it for your business are very, very powerful, because being able to build your own site with WordPress and market it correctly on the internet will allow you to essentially cut your advertising costs completely, and secondly, to get new clients on the internet. I hope you can see the benefit of learning how to use WordPress and how to build a website with WordPress, and I would strongly recommend that it's in the interest of any small business owner to do so. Thank you for listening to this episode, and in later episodes we're going to take a closer look at how precisely you can market your business on the internet, how you can get new business, how you can generate new clients, regardless of what business you're in.